closer.
MotivationFreeForAll.com.
Are you struggling? Do you have goals? Do you want to get in better shape? Firm up? Lose weight? Do you have a job or career aspiration? Do you want to move up? Are you establishing a company? You need motivation. Valuable lessons and profound philosophies from iconic writers, political luminaries, influential philosophers, and historical figures. Motivation free for all, mind, body, and spirit.
Warning. Some specific terminology may be culturally insensitive, even though the important topics discussed are still relevant. We do not censor classic literature or practical philosophy.
Clickman Digital Media, your culture's edge.
Exploring ancient Israelite history, beliefs, and themes like covenant, faith, redemption, and the Messiah, the Old Testament includes poetry, laws, creation stories, and prophecies. It offers moral guidance, reveals insights into God's interactions with his people, and inspires millions globally with its enduring promises and profound wisdom. The Book of Jonah in the Old Testament is a narrative account that tells the story of the prophet Jonah and his reluctant mission to the city of Nineveh. Here is a detailed summary of the Book of Jonah. Chapter 1. The story begins with God instructing Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh and preach against its wickedness. However, Jonah, fearing the Assyrians and perhaps doubting their capacity for repentance, attempts to flee from God's command by boarding a ship headed in the opposite direction to Tarshish. A great storm arises, and the sailors, realizing Jonah is the cause, reluctantly throw him overboard to calm the sea. A great fish swallows Jonah, where he remains for 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2. In the belly of the fish, Jonah prays to God, acknowledging his disobedience and seeking forgiveness. He praises God's mercy and promises to fulfill his vow to obey him. After 3 days, the fish vomits Jonah onto dry land. Chapter 3. God gives Jonah a second chance and instructs him to go to Nineveh. Jonah obeys this time and warns the city of God's impending judgment. Surprisingly, the people of Nineveh, including the king, repent of their sins, fast, and turn to God, hoping for his mercy. Chapter 4. Jonah becomes angry that God shows mercy to the repentant Ninevites. He goes outside the city and waits to see what will happen. God causes a plant to grow to provide shade for Jonah, but then a worm destroys it. Jonah becomes upset about the plant's demise, and God uses this incident to teach Jonah about compassion and the value of human life. The Book of Jonah emphasizes themes of obedience, repentance, God's mercy, and compassion towards others. It serves as a reminder that God's grace is extended to all who genuinely seek Him, regardless of their past actions or origins.
The Book of Jonah from the World English Bible. Chapter 1. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid its fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. But Yahweh sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty storm on the sea, so that the ship was likely to break up. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God. They threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it. But Jonah had gone down into the innermost parts of the ship, and he was laying down and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Maybe your God will notice us so that we won't perish. They all said to each other, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is on us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they asked him, Tell us, please, for whose cause this evil is on us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? Of what people are you? He said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the man exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the man knew that he was fleeing from the presence of Yahweh, because he had told them. Then said they to him, What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea grew more and more stormy. He said to them, Take me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm for you, for I know that because of me this great storm is on you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get them back to the land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Therefore they cried to Yahweh and said, We beg you, Yahweh, we beg you, let us not perish for this man's life, and don't lay on us innocent blood. For you, Yahweh, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased its raging. Then the man feared Yahweh exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows. Yahweh prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to Yahweh, his God, out of the fish's belly. He said, I called because of my affliction to Yahweh. He answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried. You heard my voice. For you threw me into the depths, in the heart of the seas. The flood was all around me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight. Yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to the soul. The deep was around me. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth barred me in forever. Yet have you brought up my life from the pit, Yahweh, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh. My prayer came into you, into your holy temple. Those who regard lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation belongs to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah on the dry land. Chapter 3. The word of Yahweh came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I give you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey across. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. The people of Nineveh believed God, and they proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. The news reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and took off his royal robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. he made a proclamation and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor animal, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let them be covered with sackcloth, both man and animal, and let them cry mightily to God. Yes, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows whether God will not turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we might not perish?" God saw their words, that they turned from their evil way. God relented of the disaster which he said he would do to them, and he didn't do it. Chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. He prayed to Yahweh and said, "Please, Yahweh, wasn't this what I said when I was still in my own country? Therefore I hurried to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and you relent of doing harm. Therefore now, Yahweh, take, I beg you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Yahweh said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made himself a booth and sat under it in the shade until he might see what would become of the city. Yahweh God prepared a vine and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the vine. But God prepared a worm at dawn the next day, and it chewed on the vine so that it withered. It happened when the sun arose that God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he fainted, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the vine?" He said, "I am right to be angry, even to death." Yahweh said, "You have been concerned for the vine, for which you have not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Shouldn't I be concerned for Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who can't discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much livestock?" End of the Book of Jonah. Recording by Ezra in Belgium in January 2008.
Thank you for listening to Motivation Free for All, Mind, Body and Spirit. For more information, go to motivationfreeforall.com. Motivation Free for All. Mind, Body and Spirit was created, developed, and post-produced by CJ Glickman. Music produced and composed by Olmac Music. Glickman Digital Media, your culture's edge. All rights reserved.